This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com. I'm speaking with Michael Greenberg, who's the CEO of the Plastics Exchange, located in Chicago. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
My pleasure.
Michael, you are potentially the world expert on what's happening in the plastics world. You'd probably demur on that, but you send a weekly newsletter out to 20,000 business people in the plastics industry each week, which is an impressive task on its own. The sweeping industry uses lots of polypropylene for gutter brooms and for main brooms. I read in your latest newsletter that although it says its polypropylene trading has been relatively subdued during the second half of March, it also says that there's been a 15-cent increase per pound in polypropylene from January through the third week of March. So what is happening with this raw material that we use so much of in the sweeping industry, and what do you expect?
Well, first of all, thank you for such a nice introduction, and of course I will certainly downplay my role in this industry. We humbly call it like we see it. The polypropylene market, we really focus on the polyethylene and the polypropylene market, and the polypropylene market, for one, has been very challenged. It started a couple of years ago with high prices really hurt. It really crippled domestic demand, and it caused a ripple effect through the industry, and it eventually led to about 2 billion pounds of polypropylene resin capacity being taken offline by the polypropylene producers, which is significant. It was about 8% of total capacity. So that's just been removed from the market, and the financially challenged polypropylene producers have kept their inventories very low. So it hasn't provided much leeway on the supply side, and given very, very high costs of their feedstock, the monomer, which is propylene, the producers have been very disciplined in their production, only producing material really to best serve their customers' forecast. They're very cautious not to produce any excess material. So our market's tight to begin with. Supply and demand is balanced, and maybe a little bit to the, it's on the snug side in general, but it's balanced. So from here, we need to look at the cost of the feedstock, and that's really been the big issue. In the United States, propylene is largely produced kind of as a byproduct of cracking ethane and other feedstocks to produce other materials, and the biggest one is ethylene. So when they use the light feedstocks to make ethylene, they don't make a lot of propylene as a byproduct. So we've had elevated propylene prices for the last year or so, and it's only been exacerbated by the further deviation between crude oil and natural gas, which is where they get the light feedstocks. Year over year, we've seen polypropylene prices double. Actually, we're probably up about 105% at this point year over year. And frankly, I don't see it stopping quite yet.
As far as you can see in your forecasting crystal ball, we're still due for some increases in the coming months, which would seem to imply to those listening out there that are buying the end product of brooms for their sweepers that they may want to stock up on some and hedge the price a little bit.
Yes, but the prices won't go up forever. We've seen on other occasions where prices just get out of hand, as they did in the third quarter of 2008. Polypropylene prices got up into the 90s, which is higher than where we are today. But with 12 cent a pound price increase slated to hit April 1st, we could be right back up to all-time highs for the price of polypropylene. But in the fourth quarter of 2008, right after we reached these highs, demand had been hurt so badly, and the feedstock costs, they busted hard. They came down hard, and in the next couple of months, prices fell some 75%. So remember, prices could still go higher from here, and they likely will. But there's a decent chance that on the back side of it, we're going to see the market stage. We could see a significant pullback later this year.
Okay. Just as curiosity, where does most of it come from? Is it domestic supply, or is this one of those things that we're getting a lot of from China or Asia, or where is it originating?
Most polypropylene supply for the North American market comes from U.S. There certainly is irony in this, because maybe an hour ago we just concluded a transaction, a spot transaction. We're buying material from Indonesia and sending it here to the States.
And would there be more of that if it wasn't for the weight? What's the consideration for having domestic versus having international?
It's coming, and it makes sense to be importing right now because prices in other regions of the world are less expensive than they are here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So we would say the arbitrage between international markets into the U.S. is...
Well, it's certainly getting to be a more homogenized world out there where you never know where a product is coming from, even if you think you know.
Well, what's interesting is when we're talking about these products like brushes, for instance, although it can be very specialized by a certain manufacturer, essentially these are products that need to be looked at as a commodity. And polypropylene has become a commodity. And if a company is purchasing their, if they're not purchasing their raw materials as a commodity and their competitors are, you find yourself in a non-competitive position from the get-go. So yes, the savvy business owners and procurement specialists are finding the cheapest price that they can for a comparable product no matter where it comes from.
And there's not really a difference in quality like many say there is in the steel marketplace?
There are quality differences from plant to plant, but when it comes to polypropylene, interesting enough, the U.S. polypropylene plants are some of the older polypropylene plants in the world, where some of these brand new world-class plants that have been developed over the last several years in Asia and the Middle East, brands making new, they're producing fantastic material.
I could see where that would be the case.
Mm-hmm. So right in here, you know, it looks like, you know, the market's very expensive. It's going a little bit higher for now. I see it staying up at this greatly elevated level. Oh, at some point, at least through May, at least the next couple of months, I do see the market coming off during the second half, but it's hard to pinpoint a time or an amount. But there are circumstances that are going to set themselves up for prices to subside.
Mm-hmm. And futures prices right now are still for increase, or how are they?
There really isn't a good futures market that's liquid that you could really trust the prices out through the balance of the year. They would shy away from quoting second half prices at the moment.
Well, what we know then at the moment is prices have gone up 15 cents a pound for the first 3 months, and we're looking at another 12 cents a pound in April when this newsletter will come out. Who knows what's after that?
yes.
I guess if we both, either one of us knew, we'd be putting all our money there.
Probably. I'd say for this next 60 days, expect higher prices. We'll reevaluate before that happens, and before those 60 days are over, we can have another view of the market.
Well, thank you very much. Certainly appreciate your time in providing your insight as CEO of the Plastics Exchange. We've been speaking with Michael Greenberg. He's based in Chicago and is CEO of the Plastics Exchange. Thanks again, Michael.
Thank you.